This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. USP Standards versus USP Verified, what the pharmacopoeia actually tests. The United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, founded in 1820, is an independent scientific organization that publishes public quality standards for medicines, food ingredients, and dietary supplements. Its standards are legally recognized in the U.S. Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, but the phrase USP appears on labels in two very different ways, and the difference matters. USP is a testing methodology. The USP-NF, USP National Formulary, contains thousands of monographs, detailed specifications for identity, strength, purity, and performance of individual ingredients, together with the exact laboratory methods used to test them. A monograph for a vitamin, for instance, defines acceptable assay ranges, limits for heavy metals and microbial contamination, and dissolution or disintegration requirements for finished dosage forms. When a manufacturer states a product is tested according to USP methods or meets USP specifications, it means the company or its contracted laboratory applied those published methods and the product met the monograph's limits. This is a meaningful, verifiable technical claim. The methods are public and reproducible by any competent laboratory. But it is self-declared. No external body has audited the claim. USP Verified, the certification mark. The USP Verified mark is a separate, voluntary certification program. To display the gold USP Verified seal, a manufacturer must undergo USP's own facility GMP audits, submit products for testing in USP laboratories, provide full documentation review, and accept ongoing surveillance testing of products purchased from the open market. USP itself, not the manufacturer, performs the verification. Why the distinction matters, both claims involve the same underlying science. The difference is who checked. Tested to USP standards places the burden of trust on the manufacturer's own quality system, ideally backed by independent batch testing at an accredited third-party laboratory. USP Verified transfers that trust to the pharmacopoeia's own audit and surveillance program. Neither claim speaks to whether the ingredient itself is effective. That is a clinical evidence question, not a quality control one, a two-century institution. Why USP exists at all? USP predates the FDA by 86 years. 11 physicians convened in the U.S. Capitol in 1820 to solve a lethal problem. The same prescription, filled in different pharmacies, could contain different substances at different strengths. Their answer, a public book of standards defining what each medicine is and how to prove it, established the model the world still uses. Quality defined not by brand promises, but by published, reproducible tests anyone can run. That legal anchoring survives today in the U.S. Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which makes USP-NF the official compendium. A drug labeled with a USP monograph name that fails the monograph's tests is by statute adulterated or misbranded. Anatomy of a monograph. A typical supplement ingredient monograph contains five families of requirements. Identification. Spectroscopic or chromatographic fingerprints proving the substance is what the label says. The test that catches substitution outright. Assay. The quantitative method, usually HPLC, with acceptance range, commonly 90 to 110%, or 95 to 105% of declared content. Impurities and contaminants, limits for related substances, residual solvents, and via general chapters, elemental impurities with instrument-grade methods, ICP-MS, replacing the century-old wet chemistry heavy metals test. Performance, for finished dosage forms, disintegration or dissolution requirements, ensuring the tablet actually releases its contents in physiological conditions, the failure mode behind the infamous bedpan bullets of poorly made supplements. Microbial limits, total counts and specified organism absence per se. Each element cites the exact procedure, reagents and calculations, which is what makes tested to USP a falsifiable claim rather than a slogan. USP among the world's pharmacopoeias, USP, is one of three globally dominant compendia alongside the European pharmacopoeia, PR, and the Japanese pharmacopoeia, JP. Pharmacopoeial discussion groups work to harmonize key methods among them. For supplements, the practical point is simple. A serious laboratory report names its compendial method, USP disintegration. PH year 2.427, and a report that names no method at all is describing an opinion, not an analysis. What verified ads in practice, and what neither claim covers, the verified program's underappreciated component is market surveillance. USP buys sealed product from ordinary retail and retests it for as long as the mark is used, closing the gap between the samples the company submitted and the bottle a consumer buys. Worth stating equally clearly, neither the monograph nor the seal evaluates clinical efficacy, optimal dosing for a given person, or interactions. Those are questions for clinical evidence and, where relevant, a clinician. Quality standards guarantee the chemistry, not the outcome. The clinical bottom line, read USP claims in two layers. The monograph defines what good looks like. The verification program defines who confirmed it. A product tested to USP methods at an independent accredited lab, with batch certificates available, offers substantially the same analytical assurance as the seal. What the seal adds is USP's own continuing audit relationship with the manufacturer. Primary sources: USP NF, United States Pharmacopeia and National Formulary, USP Verified Mark Program Requirements, NIH Office of Dietary Supplements, Dietary Supplements. What you need to know.